The next patient is Hazel Brott. Hazel, H-A-Z, like in Zulu, E-L, and Brott is B like in boy, I like in Roger, O like in Oscar, T like in tango, T like in tango. Number one, weight loss. We have been witnessing a weight loss of more than 25 pounds in the last 6 months. The patient claims that she's not hurting anywhere. She doesn't have nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. She has normal bowel movements. She doesn't have urinary tract symptoms. In the laboratory workup, we found that the albumin is 4. The levels of vitamin B12 and vitamin D is within normal range. The saturation of iron is just 17%. However, the hemoglobin, as I said before, is 11.6. To the physical examination, there is no abdominal masses. There is no evidence of abnormalities in the breast examination. There is no evidence of lymph nodes in the axillary, supraclavicular, infraclavicular area, or in the inguinal areas. Since the patient has a history of malignancy, Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, ordered the CA15-3 for the breast cancer, and that is within normal range, as well as the CA27.29. To the physical examination of the mouth, the patient has a complete evidence of gingivitis and infected teeth roots. In the upper jaw, the patient has a prosthesis. She has been encouraged to get an appointment with a dentist because since we cannot find a source for the weight loss, we have to correct the dental disease that is also periodontal. Period. To complete the evaluation of the weight loss and in the presence of the edema in the lower extremities, we are going to order a CT scan of the abdomen and in the chest. Following number, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The serum creatinine is 1.35, the BUN is 34, and the estimated GFR is 37.6. That is Now we add some protein to the dip stick and the protein creatinine ratio is 140 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within range. Following number type 2 diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. Following number hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 162. The LDL is 84, the HDL is 56, and the triglycerides are 110. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, a history of carcinoma of the breast that has been followed by the cancer center. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency and vitamin D deficiency that are being supplemented. Following number, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease. The plan will be, as stated above, a dental appointment as soon as possible, and abdominal, pelvic, and chest CT without contrast. Reevaluation in a month.